Welcome to Ungeniused. My name is Stephen Hackett, and on this show, Mike Hurley and I talk about weird, interesting stuff we find on Wikipedia.
So we've talked a lot about Coca-Cola on this podcast, especially in our membership episodes. We've covered its history, the rather odd obsession with privacy that the company has around its recipe, which is one of my favorite fun facts to tell people. And last year, Stephen even got his hands on some new Coke and tried it. Oh, we were actually together. I forgot that that happened. We were together and tried the
That's
new
right.
Coke. That was an interesting thing. It wasn't the don't know what I think about that. Thinking back, I don't remember. Did you like it?
It was okay. It basically tastes like Pepsi, I think, is where we settled.
Oh, yeah. It tasted like Pepsi. Yeah, it was Pepsi. It's Pepsi Coke.
So this year, we're going to be talking about so-called, and I'm doing finger air quotes, Mexican Coke, which can be found in glass bottles here in the United States and elsewhere.
Sure. The glass bottle beverage is exported from Mexico to the United States and is quite popular due to its unique flavor, which many find more enjoyable than the standard recipe, and I would also say is actually quite a hipster version of Coke, which people enjoy for the mere hipsterness version of it being a Mexican Coke.
You got your glass bottle, you got your cool jacket, you're listening to music on an iPod. I don't know, what do hipsters do?
It says El Coca-Cola on it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that.
I think it is better than the standard recipe, just for the record.
Interesting. Have you ever blind taste tested that?
Well, we're going to talk about that in a little while.
Yeah, but have you?
I don't think so.
That's what I want to know. Maybe we need to try that out. So we'll get to the flavor itself in a little bit, but there is some history around Mexican Coke, which is pretty interesting. So Coca-Cola opened its first bottling franchise in Mexico in around 1921. Today, most of the bottling of the beverage in Mexico, Central America, and South America is done by a company named FEMSA, FEMSA.
FEMSA is huge. It integrates the largest independent Coca-Cola bottling group in the world, and it owns the largest chain of convenience stores in Mexico.
Do you reckon they sell Pepsi in those convenience stores?
I don't think they do.
Don't think so, right?
I don't think so. You got to get that vertical bottle integration, you know?
Uh-huh.
In 2015, the company distributed 3.4 billion unit cases of soft drinks, which seems like a lot.
I'm pretty sure that is a lot.
Anyway, this version of Coca-Cola is made with cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup. And there's many reasons for this. The Mexican soda industry has long preferred to use cane sugar as it can often be sourced locally and helps the country's economy, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
And to really solidify this, in the late 1990s, Mexico levied tariffs on imported high fructose corn syrup to help protect sugar farmers.
The U.S. did not take kindly to this and brought this case to the World Trade Organization, which ruled in favor of the U.S.
Initially, Coca-Cola decided to sell this product in the U.S. to market it to immigrants who had grown up with the cane sugar version. But over time, Americans and hipsters discovered that the beverage was awesome, and now it is widely available in the country.
Yeah, so this is the Mexican Coke as you know it,
yes,
with cane sugar. But things get a little bit weird here. And this is one of my other favorite facts, which I think is why we're doing this episode. I think we spoke about this a little while ago. So in 2013, a Mexican Coca-Cola bottler announced it would stop using cane sugar in favor of glucose fructose syrup. This move would have rendered American-bound Mexican Coke the same as regular Coke. So the company continued to make the cane sugar variant, but just for the U.S. market.
So to be clear here, Mexican Coke, cane sugar, we get that here in the U.S. Now, Coke made in Mexico uses the same recipe we have in the U.S., except for, quote, Mexican Coke, which uses cane sugar, but sold here.
So if you are in Mexico, the Coke that you're drinking tastes like the Coke that you get in America,
yes,
and other places in the world. But the only one that has the sugar in it is actually not sold in Mexico anymore.
But sold here as Mexican Coke. It's incredible. The beverage is sold in 12 and 17-ounce glass bottles that often require a bottle opener to open, which just adds to the experience.
The hipsterness of it all. So about that taste difference. In a taste test conducted by a Westchester, New York magazine, tasters noted that the Mexican Coke had a, quote, more complex flavor with an ineffable, spicy, and herbal note. who did they ask?
A hipster.
That said that, right? And that it also contains something that, quote, darkly hinted at root beer or old-fashioned sarsaparilla candies.
Wow. I mean, it sounds fancy, but also really pretentious.
Most definitely.
It's not all good news for our friend, the Mexican Coke, however. Participants in a double-blind taste test overwhelmingly preferred American-style Coca-Cola. And a taste test conducted by the Coca-Cola company itself reported no perceptible difference in the flavor between American Coke and the Mexican formulation.
I have some theories about this.
Okay, lay them on me.
So two theories. One, theory number one is if you are asking people who have always had the high fructose version of Coke, which one they prefer, they're most likely to like the one that they know. Because mm-hmm. like this is the thing of like the taste tests of Pepsi and Coke and all that kind of stuff. Like I think a lot of time people just go for what they know.
Sure.
The other is, now maybe this is like a whole separate conspiracy theory. I think that Coke tastes better from glass bottles.
Yes, I think it does too.
And that might be why people like Mexican Coke, because it's always served in glass bottles.
It's fizzier, right?
I think it makes it fresher tasting in a way, which I also think, I think that there is something to that about like the way that the, if you drink it from the bottle, like it, I think it adds to the carbonation. I don't know. I'm just saying words now. I don't know if they're true. But that, I think that might be part of why people like the Mexican Coke, but then also because you feel cool when you drink it, because it has Spanish on the side.
It's good. Way to go, Mexican Coke.
Yay. Well, Mexican Coke exported from Mexico.
Yes.
Because Mexican Coke in Mexico is just Coke.
It's a lot of fine print around this. Mm-hmm. So if this sort of podcast sounds interesting to you, you know, 8 minutes worth of weird topics, check out Ungenius. We would appreciate it.
Yep.
Thank you for your support of Relay FM and our podcast. It means the world to us. And we are so excited to bring you this extra content every year. It's a lot of fun.
And we really appreciate your support, as Steven said. So thank you so much.
So Mike, until our next high fructose corn syrup adventure, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.